far-right pundits are seizing on this week's shooting at a congressional baseball practice as an example of what they say is a rise in left-wing violence in the U.S. Experts who monitor domestic terrorism had been warning about the potential for left-wing radicalization as a backlash to President Donald Trump. But as NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports, they're hesitant to call it a trend at this point.
Lately here on the West Coast, we keep seeing theatrical street confrontations between far right and far left, Berkeley, Portland, and just last night on the campus of the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. It takes dozens of police and riot gear to keep these two groups apart. The right-wing group came to protest what they see as the campus's overly liberal ideology. Their leader is a guy named Joey Gibson, and just a few minutes in, he's nursing a bleeding eyebrow.
You know, you get in these hardcore liberal areas, they threw a can, hit me right in the face.
Gibson is talking about the large group of leftist protesters, often called Antifas, short for anti-fascists. They wear black and hide their faces, and they never give their names, especially when my colleague Martin Costi asks why they're carrying sticks.
You can ask what the sticks are for.
No.
You can't ask what the sticks are for.
No. I mean, you can, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
The Antifas say they're here to counter what they see as the right's violence and creeping fascism. This masked student gives his name as Felix. He says given the current political situation, violence is to be expected.
You know, people are desperate, and they see the government turning back into regressive Reaganomics and racist undertones and rhetoric. So once they start kicking, like, you know, 25 million people off of health care, then you're going to start seeing riots.
The idea that some on the far left are openly condoning violence is a red flag for extremist group monitors like J.J. McNabb. She says the clashes between Antifa and far-right protesters on the West Coast are increasingly volatile.
This is a dangerous game. People are going to die. No one's died yet, but it's just a matter of time.
Antifa's membership appears to be growing beyond its traditional West Coast base, while also embracing other leftist ideas beyond just fighting white supremacists. McNabb says white supremacists are widely condemned and deservedly for their violent tendencies, but she worries Antifa is getting a pass with violence just because they're attacking racists.
Attack them with words. Don't come in with sticks with nails in them.
On the far right, activists are trying to exploit the idea that groups on the far left, like Antifa, are the ones inciting the violence.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
This online video is produced by the National Rifle Association.
To smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding.
The actual data tell a much different story. Mark Pitkavage tracks domestic extremism for the Anti-Defamation League.
The far left is very active in the United States, but it hasn't been particularly violent for some time.
According to the League's data, in the past 10 years, 2% of all murders associated with extremist ideology came from the left. 74% came from the extreme right, including the mass shooting at a black church in South Carolina, last month's deadly stabbings on a Portland commuter train. Pitkavage says you have to go back to the 1970s to see a real cycle of deadly violence from the left.
But because of the controversial nature of the Trump presidency and some of the things that have occurred over the past 6 months, there legitimately is a chance that we could see more violence from the left. And, you know, that should concern everybody.
Domestic terrorism experts say that concern is only heightened by the fact that in the current polarized country, what's considered mainstream and what's considered fringe is getting more blurry. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News.